Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
I do wonder about those helicopters. Do you think, guys, and anyone can answer this, that maybe a lot of these helicopter things are disinformation people? I don't want to say that Richard Doty is running around the country or the world in a helicopter to mess people up, but still, what do you guys think?
Well, it's not beyond the realm of possibility, and helicopters do not fly like regular aircraft, obviously. Also, there's another weird thing, for whatever you want to take it. I interviewed Peter Jordan, who was a very early cattle mutilation researcher as well, and then he stopped for a while. He wrote an article for Fortean Times, I believe sometime in the late 70s. And he said that he tasked remote viewers with what, and he would put pictures of, you know, cattle mutilation cases into envelopes, like the double-blind envelopes, and then just have them tell him what their impressions were. And he said a majority of them said they saw helicopters with something done with the engines and blades to make them very quiet, which that, when Chris mentioned that guy and that helicopter over his place, it reminded me of that. And this went very far towards saying that a lot of the mutilations are done by humans, making people think it might be aliens or whatever, for whatever reason. Maybe it has something to do with the radiation and the spread of radiation or some other pathogen, which is what Gabe Valdez thought. It was some sort of pathogen that might be mad cow or something else that they were trying to figure out how it had spread. But as Chris and David both told me many times, this does not answer every mutilation and everything that's ever happened in all the data, which is why the cattle mutilation thing is so fascinating. You put one theory on it, and it doesn't account for everything. And I think that's what fascinated David and Chris and me as well. It's an enduring mystery, and it's more interesting to me to find out all the permutations of the theories about it rather than find an answer. Because if you're going to look for an answer, that's all you're ever going to see. To a hammer, everything looks like a nail. And when you're dealing with the paranormal, I think that's a really bad approach.
Well, Greg, historically, that's not without precedence, correct? Using UFOs as a cover when they were flying the SR-71. Before it had the black carbon composite, commercial pilots were looking up and saying, we're seeing something, it's metallic, it's higher than any plane can fly, and it's moving faster than anything that we know of. Well, yeah, it was the SR-71. And the CIA helped promulgate the idea that, you know, oh, maybe those are UFOs, when in fact we were simply covering that, you know, from the Soviets.
I think that may be true, and I wrote that in Project Beta, I believe, but I've also heard that that was not actually the truth, that if people reported a UFO and it looked like it was the SR-71, they wouldn't say anything. But it wasn't spread around as propaganda or anything like that. It wasn't suggested to people. They just thought, well, if people are thinking it's something weird, then it's something weird. Whatever, as long as they're not saying it's a high-altitude spy aircraft.
Exactly. Exactly.
So I don't think it was disinformation. It was more like disinformation by omission.
Well, I was thinking, wasn't it Gabe Valdez who had reported that in some of these areas around Tulsa that where the cattle mutilations were taking place, that he himself had seen unusual aircraft overhead that he said looked like that were being camouflaged, I think was the best way to describe it.
Yeah, well, both he and Benowitz, and I guess a few other people reported aircraft that looked like they could not, you know, they were camouflaged by their background, and this was explained to me. I don't know. I haven't looked this up to find out if it was true, but there was some kind of development where an aircraft would have cameras all around the aircraft, and it would project whatever was behind the aircraft to the opposite side of the aircraft. And I think Dave looked into this and found out something about it, and he thought that's what it was. And then Benowitz had that actually, I think, buzzed to him by somebody because he was aware of it way back then. And the only reason I think that Benowitz was given this information was for him to say something and see who gathered around that information to figure out who was, you know, who were the actual spies and not just UFO researchers. That's the only reason I could think that things like that would be revealed or even hinted at to somebody like Paul Benowitz. But Gabe said he had also heard something like that too, possibly from Paul, for all I know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I should interject here something as well.
Please.
That about the silent helicopters, I really do have a sense that we do have some sort of noise abatement technology that goes something like this, that they take the actual sound wave of an engine and variable, you know.
Ah.
And what they do is they broadcast the exact opposite of that sound wave. They figure out the negative version of that, and so when you broadcast it with the sound of the engine, it's silent, because essentially what you're doing is you're rendering the other sound invisible. And I had two guys.
Constant level noise canceling.
Yeah, that would be like a rough explanation of the technology, but this was bolstered by two guys that contacted me, and they said that they were up around, I think, Eagle, Colorado, in the mountains, and they snuck onto a Air National Guard facility on, like, some holiday weekend, and they videotaped this, too. I wish I still had the tape. It was really well done. You see the gloved hand go down and open the door, which wasn't even locked, to the hangar. And they go inside and they start videotaping this helicopter that's in there. And then they show these speakers that are right below, right where the rotor goes into the top of the helicopter, where the shaft of the rotor. And there were two loudspeakers that seemed to be pointed there. And I mean, what other reason would you have loudspeakers on the top of a helicopter, I guess for pointed up, not pointed out. So I always kind of felt that may have been some sort of smoking gun evidence of that kind of noise reduction or noise abatement technology. And there was a McDonnell Douglas commercial that I saw one time. And it's a dog laying on a porch, kind of facing the camera. Camera's looking down the porch, and behind the dog, this helicopter kind of comes into view. It goes down below the line of the roof, and it's hovering about 40 or 50 feet away. And the dog is you know, just kind of hanging out. He's not doing anything. And then the helicopter kind of slowly goes up, and you hear the dog scratching himself or doing something, and then the guy goes, you know, whistles, and the dog comes over. And so that whole time, that helicopter was there. They're trying to, you know, suggest that you didn't hear anything. And then as the image fades away, the line is, and some people think that we make silent helicopters. You know, it's something like that. And I always thought it was like, whoa.
Was this promo or something?
Huh?
Was this a promo for McDonnell Douglas?
Yeah, it was like a commercial for McDonnell Douglas. Oh. And I'm trying to remember. I think I may have even seen it on TV on some, like, I don't know, one of the old Discovery or History Channel shows talking about military technology. And then there's this McDonnell Douglas ad, you know. This was back in the mid-90s, and I saw this, so.
If you did see that, is that somebody was just saying, here's one commercial, we've got this. Do with
that's the way they were trying to present it.
And not directed at you and me, but directed at people who would be worried about it.
Yeah.
We'll be worried about something if we don't do this break with Chris. and Greg and David and Tim and Gene. You're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's rockoids, rockoids.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news at theparacast.com. That's news at theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Before we continue here, I wanted to make an observation about having negative sound get rid of positive sound. You know, some automakers nowadays will generate sounds through the infotainment systems to make engines sound different or better or more impressive. So if you want an impressive sounding engine, you don't need to buy a car with an impressive sounding engine. You just buy a car where the infotainment system is adjusted.
No, you buy a Tesla and you don't have any engine sound.
Well, if you can afford one.
There was an idea to put some sort of noise or something on electric cars so people knew they were coming, like pedestrians.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Like a deer whistle.
Yeah.
pedestrian whistle.
Yeah.
I'll tell you about my own experience in a Tesla. I was going to a hospital for some treatment. We want to get into that because Chris knows all about going to hospitals. So I called Uber or pinged Uber on my iPhone. And the guy comes in a black Tesla Model 3. Now, that's the current model. There's a new model coming out. Hopefully it's better. The rear seat was the most uncomfortable seat. This car had the most uncomfortable ride of any car I've ridden in. It was rough riding like an old-fashioned sports car. And I wondered, heck, they're selling hundreds of thousands of these things. And I wonder about all the chiropractors who are busy addressing the bad backs from people who ride in Teslas. That's my story, and I won't change it. Let's get back to other things here. Trying to look at the mystery of cattle mutilations, honoring the work of the late David Perkins. I want to throw out something for all you guys here, and anyone can take it. And that is, with regard to the source, obviously there are a lot of human sources here, but it's common in this field to want to relate cattle mutilations to UFOs. Any possible relationship, Chris?
Yeah, of course. Anything's possible in this realm of the improbable. You know, if I had to give a percentage of, you know, what are the most likely and least likely, you know, explanations, aliens from outside of our planet would be the least likely explanation, as far as I'm concerned. And the data is there to kind of back that up. I think if aliens needed to come here to grab cattle genitalia and rear ends and tongues and eyes, either they have a really serious need for these parts for some sort of protein source, or as the popular theory is out there, that they're gathering genetic material to hybridize their dying race, because cattle hemoglobin is so close to human hemoglobin that they prefer humans, but they'll settle for cows. My instant answer to that is, then why don't they pick the lock on a abattoir or a slaughterhouse, and inside there's, you know, thousands of gallons of genetic material that would suit their needs, and they could get it from there without anybody knowing.
They could get one and be gone.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense from, you know, you've got to have a reason to do something. There's got to be a rationale to do something like this on such a large grand scale. I just don't see an alien hypothesis as the perpetrator to be tenable. I think that David in 79, he noted that if you go downwind and downstream of anywhere we utilize fissionable materials or mine those materials, uranium mines, power plants, weapons enrichment facilities, missile silos, power plants, if you go downwind and downstream, you find areas of high incidence of cattle mutilations. He found this out very early on. And it's interesting, the only time I've ever tried to, you know, predict anything in this realm was, I said to him in April 2011 when the Fukushima event happened and we had the big bloom of radioactivity coming across the Pacific. I said, hey, you know, David, if your, you know, idea, your theory that there's a direct correlation between radio activity in the environment and the outbreak of cattle mutilations, we should be seeing cases on the West Coast. Now, prior to this, there had been very, very few cases west of the Rockies. 90% of the cases happened east of the Rockies, or in the Rocky Mountains or east, especially out in the Front Range areas of, you know, Montana, Wyoming, Colorado, New Mexico, and then out into Kansas, Nebraska, Missouri, all the way into, you know, as far away as Arkansas and Indiana, Illinois. You know, here we go. Boom. 2011, you have the big bloom, comes over, you know, 4 days after the meltdown. It forks into two patterns, one that goes south, one that goes north. The north pattern hit in California and Oregon. And much to my surprise, we didn't know this at the time, but starting in 2012, mutilation started to occur on a ranch in Oregon. At last count, they're up around 200. Now, I'm really not supposed to be talking about this, but, you know, in honor of David's passing and my ego, since that prognostication that we should start seeing mute cases there, we've had over 225 cases in Oregon alone. And there's some evidence to suggest that Northern Nevada and Northern California have had cases. Idaho has had cases. It still strikes me, all these years later, after his theory was proposed, that here you have actual potential data to back up a theory when it comes to these slain cattle. It does not involve lipinized stew and genetic material to hybridize dying races, or they absorb the blood through their skin, and that's why they smell so bad. And that just doesn't make sense to me. I also think that if you look at the possible connection between a terrible disease, it's called prion disease. In cows, it's called mad cow disease. In sheep, it's called scrapie. In deer and elk, it's called chronic wasting disease. In humans, it's called Creutzfeldt-Jakob's. Prion disease could be a motivating factor as well. And I have a sneaking hunch that the some clandestine arm of the Centers for Disease Control, in league probably with the beef industry, is deathly afraid of the outbreak of mad cow disease in the food chain, cattle being the largest income producer in agriculture. Now, that being said, I just want to remind the beef industry that I eat beef. I urge people to eat beef, but I would suggest that you eat, you know, organic, grass-fed, sort of eat from your neighborhood farmer or rancher. I don't want to be like Oprah and get sued for $2 billion tomorrow when I wake up. But she says she'd never eat another hamburger again on the air on her show and got sued by the beef industry.
So you're basically telling me here, that if I want a hamburger, I stay away from one of those fast food outlets. Or get something like the Impossible Burger or something like that.
I'm not suggesting anything. I'm just giving a disclaimer so I don't get sued by the beef industry.
Hey, we could use a good lawsuit, the great publicity we get if we get sued by somebody. Because, of course, the station's not liable. It's just us.
Whatever.
We've got more to come with David and Chris and Gene and Greg and Tim. You're in
the Pedagast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. A United Airlines flight to Tel Aviv was diverted back to San Francisco, and numerous flights are being canceled after the Hamas attack on Israel yesterday. Weekend flights to Tel Aviv on United as well as on American and Delta Airlines were listed as canceled as well. Several airlines around the world announced they're canceling flights to Tel Aviv as a result of the fighting between Hamas and Israel. President Biden making it clear that Israel has full U.S. support.
In this moment of tragedy, I want to say to them and to the world and to terrorists everywhere that the United States stands with Israel. We will not ever fail to have her back.
Biden spoke in front of reporters at the White House yesterday about Hamas' surprise attack on Israel. He also had a stern warning against any party hostile to Israel wanting to exploit the attacks for their own benefit. Dave Collins, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Tracy Torme, screenwriter, producer. You're listening to Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Hey, we've got an episode of the Paracast, April 26th, 2015. We remember Tom Adams, and of course, David Perkins joined us then. So if you want to hear David Perkins in action, listen to that episode.
He was also on a couple of episodes with you and I back in, I think, around 2010, 2011.
You just go to our site and there's a little search thing so you can find it. Greg Bishop, what's your take on this here with regard to a possible UFO connection with cattle mutilations, especially when you talk about the co-creation theory of this phenomena?
I don't know how I would shoehorn the co-creation theory into it, except that I was just listening to Alan Watts, but I was in the car driving up from San Diego to get here and do this, and he mentioned something. Whatever, wherever you are at the center of wherever you are, and people don't realize that they are at the center of their set of senses and experience. That does not mean you're at the center of it. So when people talk about theories that they've come up with or ideas that they've come up with, they have to remember that it has to be supported by more than your ideas about it or anything like that. But when you talk about UFOs, it's really hard to get any kind of that data. As Chris pointed out earlier, there is data available showing that UFOs or something that looks like them show up around about a majority, but a lot of cattle mutilation sites. To make a causal, like a direct causal connection between the two, past that there are lights that people don't know what they are and there are mutilated cattle, that's about the only one I think you could honestly make. Anything going past that, as Chris said about hybridization and all that, is anthropomorphization of the issue, meaning we're thinking about it in the way that we're used to thinking about it. We're the center of that universe or that attention or that subject. Whatever's going on, divorcing it from the human thing and the alien thing, I don't think it really cares what we think, except in as much as David used to say, it was a example of the planet basically trying to heal itself. And whatever that nature spirit is, just saying, you know, the cattle industry is harming the planet, and so the planet's fighting back. But that has nothing, really nothing to do with the UFO subject to me, at least on the face of it.
A great advertisement there for Impossible Burgers. No, it's the Impossible Whopper. It's one of them. And then there's Beyond Beef, which is the other plant-based meat equivalent. Either of you guys,
yeah,
any of you guys
so.
Ever have one of those fake hamburgers?
I had the Beyond Bacon, which I found very good. I liked it. I haven't had, I've had a couple of the Beyond Beef thing. I don't particularly care for them. I've really cut down on my meat consumption quite a bit. The older I get, I don't eat it as much. I've even cut down on my chicken and fish as well. I find myself just not requiring that kind of protein for some reason. But I want to sort of touch back on what Greg was saying. I think it's important to, you know, you have to cast a wide open net when you're dealing with the cattle death industry. Linda Howe has heard her say a number of times that, all the helicopter sightings are UFOs masquerading as helicopters. Now, we do have a report of a deputy sheriff in Los Angeles County who does claim that he saw a helicopter turn into a silver ball and shoot off. And this was while he was going out on some cattle case, if I'm not mistaken. Now, I have footage of a helicopter turning into a silver ball. It doesn't shoot off, but it turns into a bright silver orb because of the way the sun is hitting the canopy, which is curved, and it's shooting off a light bloom that totally obscures the helicopter, which appeared to be about 5 or 6 miles away. So, you know, appearances can be deceiving, and I think deception is a major element that people tend to kind of forget when they're talking about UFOs and cattle deaths and even hauntings and other paranormal type phenomena. I think there's an element of deception. There's an element of sort of trying to get you to look at the right hand while the left hand's busy doing the real dirty deed or whatever it is. I think there's a lot of subterfuge and misdirection and a lot of psychological games that are being played. And that being said, I think you need to look at the organs that are taken, the fact that it's the only blood-based paranormal phenomena, besides stigmata, which is kind of in its own little box, but it's the only one that also leaves behind thousands of pounds of physical evidence. Now, people tend to forget that. And so what have we found? Well, as Greg mentioned earlier, and David as well, we found all sorts of things in cows: coagulants, anticoagulants, barbiturates, potassium cyanide was found in the ocular fluid of one cow in Utah. And these are, you know, scientific tests that are being done on these animals post-mortem. Sam Walton, from the Walmart fortune. He had a ranch in Benton, Arkansas back in the 70s, and he had, a string of mutilations. And in one of the cases, they found nearby what appeared to be an altar, some sort of like an occult, where some sort of occult type practice had taken place. And when they autopsied the animal and they did a workup of the animal, they found that the animal's blood contained mescaline, the psychotropic chemical found in a certain type of peyote cactus. So, there's coagulants, anticoagulants, all sorts of ketamine, nicotides, no copper in the blood, got too much copper in the blood. There's a lot of physical evidence that people tend to slough off and become intellectually dishonest and don't address when they use the UFO subject as a end-all, be-all, one-size-fits-all answer for this mystery. It's way more complicated than that. If only it would be so easy to be able to just, you know, say, no, it's UFOs, we're done. It doesn't quite work that way. There's multiple groups. It's pretty obvious to myself, and it was obvious to David, that there are multiple groups and multiple agendas sort of overlaying their particular agenda over on top of the others, sometimes using the others' agendas to hide their own. There's different categories of cases. There's different proficiency levels that are used to perpetrate some of these cases. Nobody talks about all the consolidation of ranching that went on in the 70s and 80s when 70 to 80% of our family ranching operations that were commercially selling beef to the beef industry, they're all gone now, and all that land and all that beef has been sucked up into the big industrialized cattle farms and feedlots that we see now around the West. And if anything could be an unsung, you know, possible culprit here, it's the beef industry itself. I have a case where a rich rancher was aiding and abetting helicopter crews that were flying out of his ranch and going to the neighboring ranches that he couldn't buy out. He was trying to expand the ranch. He was trying to buy these people out. They would not sell. And so, boom, boom, they start getting mutilations.
Let's break it here, and we'll continue with one more segment with Chris and Gene and Greg and Tim. And, of course, David, you're in
the Pedicast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We're featuring David and Chris and Gene and Greg and Tim talking about the late David Perkins. We had two Davids on this show. In any case, I was thinking here, when we talk about this, the conspiracy, we have large companies doing stuff to get rid of small companies so they can take over. I mean, just look at the grocery store. Can you find a local grocery store anywhere? Maybe in some small town somewhere. But now, for example, Kroger is a major chain in the U.S. They own Fry's and Kroger and a couple of others. I think Fred Meyer and a few others that you've heard about. They're going to be merging with Albertsons, which also owns Safeway. So when and if this appears, three chains will become one. No doubt there will be fewer workers, although they claim otherwise. Prices will go up, although they claim otherwise. And it's just like everywhere. The entertainment industry is consolidated tremendously. Like Disney acquired the 20th Century Fox movie library, not the news channel or the independent stations. So looking for a conspiracy, Chris, it makes perfect sense to me.
Well, yeah, it does. And, you know, I think if you can get, like my example I was given, you can get three former county sheriffs to go on the record, video cameras rolling, that the rancher that owned the Taylor Ranch, John Taylor, was aiding and abetting teams that were mutilating cattle in the surrounding community. That's a major step. That's the first time anyone's been actually named by law enforcement as being somehow involved in this. No one's ever been charged or convicted of the classic cattle mutilation. Although a guy in England in 1902 was convicted of horse slashing. So yeah, I caution everybody out there when. You know, I unleashed a meme on the world when I first noticed that somebody had drawn a UFO over a cow on one of those yellow, you know, open range signs that you see in the West. And I innocently took a picture of it and put it online back in the 90s. And now it's blossomed into this meme that has spread around the world. Now they're making earrings and all sorts of, you know, gift ideas and lamps and whole pavilions at, and, you know, down in Albuquerque, they had a whole pavilion that was featuring UFOs sucking up cattle into beams of light. So with beams of light, it's funny how these things work sometimes. And I think I was the one that unleashed that one on the world.
That and the black helicopters.
Well, according to Kevin Randall. No, that was funny.
Yeah. Here we go with that.
I thought that was John Keel's helicopters.
We're overlapping here. Greg, you had something to say?
I thought John Keel first talked about black helicopters. He's first talked about mystery aircraft and helicopters. I don't know about black helicopters. It's the way that we know them.
Jim Keith was the one.
Oh, okay. It wasn't Keel. I just remember reading things about mystery aircraft in Keel's book.
But Kevin Randall blamed me. We had him on the Paracast, and you know, Randall being a, you know, helicopter pilot in the military and stuff, and been a helicopter pilot for 50 years or something. I asked him, I said, well, what do you think about all the black helicopters? When did all this start? When do you, you know, who do you think kind of started all this? And he goes, well, it was you. Wasn't it? It was you. And I said, what do you mean, me? He says, yeah, you're the one. You're the one that started this whole thing about black helicopters. And I said, well, I'm in the book, Black Helicopters Over America, but that doesn't mean I started it. You blame it on the author, Jim Keith.
Yeah.
He was the one. And he met me for my interview at the northwest corner of the Safeway parking lot at like 12:32 or something. Just the most cloak and dagger interview I've ever been involved in. Very bizarre.
Just be grateful there's still at that time a Safeway parking lot. After this merger, if it occurs, who knows what they'll call it.
Yeah. Well, getting back to David, I felt it was really important to get together and at least do a bit of a memory lane retrospective. I mean, there's so much more that we could have gone into, but, you know, I think he deserved a lot more attention and a lot more acknowledgement for the work that he did, even though it wasn't something that he was particularly cared for. He didn't get the respect and the acknowledgement I think he deserved, and I thought it was important. And I really thank Gene and Tim and of course, Greg and David for coming in and commiserating and sort of talking about some of the things that he was really absolutely fascinated by. And, well, I mean, I could be here for hours talking about some of the stuff that we got ourselves involved with. And
so I know you guys are all busy bees out there, so I'd like you guys to take a little time and tell me the things that you're working on that listeners can check out. So, David Marler, if someone wants more information about the things you do, where do they check you out?
Well, the National UFO Historical Records Center is a nonprofit organization which is really designed to try to preserve these legacies, these collections that Chris was alluding to at the top of the show, trying to make sure that this information doesn't wind up in a landfill and really trying to have an alternate location if the family doesn't want the material and if they don't have another avenue for it. You know, we're in the process of centralizing all that data in Albuquerque. Our website's www.nufohrc.org. One final comment I'd like to make regarding Izzy is obviously Chris has done an incredible job preserving his legacy and including his information in his books and his research. But for early research in what Izzy did, I would recommend looking at the early issues of a newsletter called Stigmata, which was part of Project Stigma by Tom Adams. And Izzy was a pivotal member of that group doing early research. Chris, are those available online now, or do you still have to try to hunt down old hard copies?
No, actually, Ray Boucher and researchers from the Netherlands put together a compendium. So,
oh, excellent.
It's the collected works of Tom Adams, and Chopper and the Choppers is in there, and UFOs Over and Under New Mexico is in there, and the few issues of Crux that he did with Krista Tilton.
Excellent. I had to scrounge up the old hard copies back in the day, but that's great. So in memory of Izzy for his early research and work in the field going back to the 70s, I'd highly recommend people check those out if they haven't seen them.
Chris, what are you up to these days?
I'm up to a lot of things. Some reason the media has been banging on my door a lot. I'm in development of a reality show that's going to look at the cattle death mystery. Many have tried. I don't give this one much chance of succeeding, but evidently there is this production company does have a network interested. I'm shooting a segment for Beyond Skinwalker Ranch, very interesting case that I've been working on over the past 10 years. It's probably going to end up being two episodes. I'll be on an upcoming Unsolved Mysteries program that's looking at the Oregon cattle death cases. I'm providing some overview of the whole mystery, debut some real sensational information about what actually has been going on in Oregon. I have tons of other things going on. I'm keeping real busy.
Greg, what have you been up to these days?
I'm occasionally doing my show. I'm working on another book. And most recently, there's a show on Netflix that was produced by Amblin called Encounters that I did some consulting on. I've been hearing good things about it. I haven't really seen it, but it basically focuses on the personal experiences of people that have had encounters with aliens, UFOs, whatever you want to call them. The thing that me and my friends and Chris and have been crowing about for years about, let's look at things besides aliens from other planets and how it affects people. I think that's what the aim of the show is, to emphasize that. So I'd encourage people to take a look at that.
You can find us on Threads, Twitter, and Facebook as the Paracast. It's not Twitter, it's X, but who cares? I'm going to call it Twitter anyway. Check out our branded merchandise at theparacast.shop. And check out the Paracast Plus at theparacast.plus, where we give this show free of the network ads with better audio and the exclusive After the Paracast podcast, where this team will reconvene for more discussion. Use the coupon code UFO20, UFO20, to get a 20% discount on 5-year and lifetime subs, theparacast.plus. So, of course, David Marler, Chris O'Brien, Greg Bishop, all you guys, thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Sure, thank you. I enjoyed it.
Thanks for having the memorial show, team.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Classic science fiction at its best. Available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com. Thank you.